Imran Anwar, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I remember a Spike Lee movie called Do the Right Thing. I don't recall watching the movie, but I sure wish our president would know the name of the movies and the words, Do the Right Thing. Unfortunately, we have the opposite problem. Not only is our government repeatedly failing to do the right things, it is going full speed ahead doing the wrong things. I am reminded of a saying I had heard. I think it was Yogi Berra. He best described it when he said, "We're lost, but we're making good time." That is what we have going on in Washington. Bush says he cannot recall making a mistake. Condoleezza Rice one day admits to thousands of mistakes in Iraq. Rumsfeld talks to Bush, probably, and next day Condoleezza Rice says, "Oh, I meant that figuratively." Really? Now we have a daily parade of American Army generals who are pointing out how Donald Rumsfeld and this current administration mismanaged everything in Iraq. They did not listen to generals and military specialists and did what they wanted to do. And that is why we are still stuck there. The inept so-called Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, has watched over us getting stuck in two different inhospitable places around the world, Afghanistan and Iraq. We are there supposedly to get the guys who killed 3,000 Americans on September 11, including the attack on the Pentagon, while Rumsfeld was probably sitting having coffee in his office. It was on his and George W. Bush's watch that terrorists were driving around in the USA prior to 9/11, even though they were on the CIA's watch list, and nothing was done. Bush was informed before 9/11 of such a possibility of planes being hijacked. Nothing was done. Hurricane Katrina was known to be a big disaster headed to our shores. Nothing was done. 3,000 Americans were killed by bin Laden, and nothing was done to focus and at least get that one man who is such a source of inspiration to Al-Qaeda and other terrorists around the world. Instead, under Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, and this gang of incompetent people, U.S. troops are still in Afghanistan and still getting killed. It costs us taxpayers $1 billion per month in Afghanistan. Americans are still dying, heroin production is up, and more of that is headed our way. We attacked Iraq, which was no relation to bin Laden. It costs us $5 billion per month. 2,400 more Americans are dead. More Americans were killed there in the 2 weeks of April than all of March. Civil war is already there. North Korea makes nuclear weapons while Bush wrings his hands, and his oil friends wring our necks with $36 billion. That's $36 billion in profits, and nothing's done. Now, Iran had a choice. They could be like Iraq, do nothing, have no weapons of mass destruction, and be attacked by America, or be like North Korea and make the bomb. Guess what they chose to do? Not only did the Iranians elect a psycho president, almost just like we did, he also boasts he can wipe Israel off the map and has stood up to the world in refusing to stop making nuclear technology. It is on George W. Bush's watch that we were attacked by Al-Qaeda, started the wrong war, more and more of our jobs were outsourced, and for a so-called security president, he is awarding more nuclear technology to India, while India's friend Iran and North Korea both became nuclear powers. They all know that the US can't send in troops and start a third world war from that region, and that the US does not have enough troops or patience in the American public for such a stunt. The US can't just bomb the place either. We would see a Pandora's box of terrorism explode worldwide, and we would see the oil price shock wipe out our economic recovery. Keep in mind that long-term interest rates also went up, meaning you and I will have to start paying more for loans and mortgages. That means housing prices that have kept the economy going will no longer be the economic engine we have been using them as. Big companies are still not done laying off people. GM and Ford are not done losing money. Al-Qaeda is not done planning attacks on us. So, bin Laden must be sitting laughing in his cave. Bush makes the world so much safer. Safer for bin Laden. This is Imran Anwar, signing off.